Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, Monday, another Monday, and this is not like normal Monday because LA Talk Radio, Accent On, Ilona Europa, every Monday, 6 till 7, but today, very special show. We will be talking to Australia, and then we have a beautiful woman with me in the studio, and I swear she'll be my friend. Really. We met just now, but we like know each other so, so well. Yes?
Absolutely.
Come on, what is your name?
300%. Or I am Boris.
Boy, you know, I will say that not only she's beautiful, she's so smart. She's from Romania. She has a great accent. I have great accent. She has great accent. And now we have somebody. Oh, where are they? They just left us. Oh, come on. Hello, 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 Australia. Is Australia here?
Hello.
Oh my gosh, and now we have Australia calling us. That's what I'm saying. This is crazy. Who is calling?
Hi, Alona. It's David and
Lynn
from Bounty Hunters in Australia. How are you?
Oh, I am just doing so, so well. I'm so excited. What time is in Australia right now?
It's
just after 11 o'clock.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a very good timing to talk to Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But you are both musicians, then that's normal for all of us musicians, because of course I'm a singer too, to just never sleep, just having fun. Older we are getting is harder and harder, but not for both of you, because you both are married and you both are in a band. Could you tell us the name of the band and just a little bit history behind? Yes.
Lynn, would you like to take this one?
Well, we're Bounty Hunters, and we have been working in the Bounty Hunters format for over 10 years now. And, we're a married couple, and it works really well for us.
We play kind of blues rock, Alona, and we have three albums out of our original material. And, Lynn plays bass, and she's the lead singer. I'm the guitar player, and we have a bit of a rotating door of drummers at the moment. So, it's all good fun.
Oh, you know what? How does this happen in our lives? Then you live your life, you are in your own country, you are doing your own things. And then a few years later, you are just talking to my radio, Accent on LA Talk Radio. And not only with me, but your song is doing so well on the charts in America. Explain me where this came from, all this success, because that's a success, big success. I'm jealous.
Thanks, Alona.
It is so exciting, Alona. And as you know, we've been listening to your show now since you've had Liz and Sam and Dan on. Of course, the wonderful Liz Scott is the reason, basically, that we've had this success. And, of course, Sam Michaels, her husband and the producer of the track Hot On Your Heels. The track itself was actually, the song itself was actually 10 years old. We had actually did a version of it on our first album, which came out in 2007. But we entered it in the Your Music Out Loud contest last year, and we came third runner-up in that, which was a huge, huge buzz.
Yeah, it
huge
was fantastic.
Thrill. And through that, of course, we met Liz and Sam and Dan through that contest. And they approached us about Sam doing a remix of the track for the US market. And, of course, we were thrilled that they thought that much of the song to do that for us. And they did, and it's now charting. So it's been a magical ride.
Yeah, we just heard last night we're actually number 8 on the BDS charts.
Oh, my
gosh.
Which
is incredible.
And we did. Incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, we're still gobsmacked.
Yeah, we're sort of flying on cloud 9 at the moment. We actually hit number 1 on the Kings of Spins chart as well. So it's just an incredible ride.
Yeah, but we are talking about remix done by Club Jumpers. And this is not like, you know, small name. You know, both brothers are, of course, they're amazing duo. And so many hits. The
incredible.
Biggest artist in America got remixed by them. And, you know, just I will say, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And as you say, Sam and Dan, fantastic team. Sam's an amazing producer and remixer. And, you know, he gave it the track a whole different approach.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. We're so thrilled with the results. And, of course, Dan... We call Liz, Sam, and Dan our US dream team, and that's what they are. They're so fantastic.
They are.
Are you packed? Sure. Are you packed already? And you ready to come to America?
We're packed. Yeah,
we're ready.
You see, this could happen. You know, just only wish list. That's my life too. You know, when I set things in motion, eventually things happen. But you need to put things in motion. And I think you are doing very, very good with this song. And again, what is the title of the song?
It's Hot on Your Heels.
I love your accent. One more time, Hard on Your Heels. I don't want to be guilty for making this not clear for the people. And again, your name as a band?
Bounty Hunters.
I love this title. And again, you are right now in Sydney, in Australia, but it feels like you are here. And of course, we will be listening to the mix by Sam, by Club Jumpers. And I'm very excited about this one because I played the original, then today we'll be playing the longer version. I don't know what next. I know video, yes?
Yes.
There's a video.
Ricky Six has done a video of it, and it's... it's going to be released anytime soon.
Then send me a link. We'll post everywhere where we can. And we'll be so excited to also watch both of you. You're a hot couple. And how many years you are married?
Just over 20.
Yes.
I love you people. I love you so much. This is just congratulations. And you are very young. And 20 years. What is 20 years?
Thank you.
Like yesterday, okay. Then, and I really believe that America soon will see you playing live because that seems like will be a next something that you are going for. And who knows?
Definitely.
And like I said, this year you cannot submit a song for the competition. And again, name of competition is, if we can give little commercial short, could you give us?
Sure. Your music out loud in the USA.
And 2 years ago, you both received second or second
third,
place?
Third place.
This year, you cannot probably submit your song. I will be judging the last 30 wonderful artists, but you both are winners.
we've actually entered some other songs in this year's contest.
Everything crossed for that.
We've thrown some more songs into this year's contest, which is, as you know, the judging will happen in Nashville next year. We're hoping to come over to the States, as you said, early next year, probably. We'll make the trip, and because we really want to see Liz and Sam and Dan and
hopefully meet you as well.
And meet you. It would be wonderful if we meet you.
Oh, yes, I will be there.
Fantastic.
Good one.
I didn't think about this, but now when you told me, I need to be there. No exit. And thank you so much for today. Again, if you can give us one more time your website name, name of the band, title of the song, if people want to research and find and buy it maybe, then tell us everything right now.
Okay, Lona. Well, the band is Bounty Hunters. The track is Hot on Your Heels, US Club Jumpers Remixes. And our website is www.bountyhunters.net.au. You can find us on Facebook. Just look for Bounty Hunters Band on Facebook. The tracks are available on CD Baby and also iTunes. So, you can just do the search for Bounty Hunters Hot on Your Heels, Club Jumpers US remixes, and you'll find them. And yeah, just hope everyone enjoys it, and we can't wait to get to the States to see all you guys.
So cool. You give us everything what we need. Right now I want to hug you both, but I cannot, but I send you a kisses from Los Angeles and go sleep, but we will be dancing and listening to your song right now. Okay. Thank you so
much.
Thank you,
Alana.
Bye. love them. One more time, great mix. Bye bye for the right now. Bye bye. Australia is.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Australia is sleeping, but we love the mix, and I cannot wait to meet them and listen to them when they play live. Now,
absolutely, it was such a great song. Really, truly, congratulations.
We were like dancing. Is just completely different outlook for the blues and very unusual. Great couple. Love it. Again, now I have you all to myself.
Yes, and I love that.
Okay. Can you?
No sharing.
Sharing with the world and our listeners, but right now, whole studio is ours. Could you give me one more time your name and spelling of your name?
So, if you're going to go with Aura, which is A-U-R-A, and it's Imbarus, I-M-B-A-R-U-S, Aura Imbarus.
And you're originally from...
Well, let's see. I was born and raised in Transylvania in Dracula's country.
But so that's very important because we'll be talking about your book, and book
absolutely
has something to do with the place that you were born. Then, yes.
And then my last name, it's Greek. It's Greek origin. My grandparents, they came from Athens, and they settled down in Transylvania in Sibiu, which is an amazing town. Who was actually in 2007 was cultural capital of Europe. So I'm coming from a very cultural city, Sibiu, and I was born and raised in Transylvania. That's the region, and the country is Romania. So I'm mixed Hungarian, German, Romanian, and Greek.
And what is the scariest and most beautiful also about you, that you are so educated that I don't even know why you need to be so much educated? But seems like you, that's what you like to do. Can you give us a little bit? Yes. Your education skills.
Of course.
Yes.
So I wanted initially to become an architect because I love drawing. But then I liked drawings and I like art, but I was not so fond of math, even if I graduated from a high school that predominantly it's only teaching math, geometry, algebra, trigonometry, and stats at the same time.
Oh, boy.
So then I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to become a lawyer. And I said, okay, it's great. I can argue and debate all day long. But maybe I'm going to have some clients that not necessarily I want to represent. So no.
The ethical issues, the moral
issues. Exactly.
Issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's tough. You're right.
And then I said, okay, I'm going to become a PE teacher. I'm going to exercise and I'm going to be paid for exercising. So I love that.
And but parents probably didn't like this idea.
Exactly. And my parents were like, well, you know, you're already into sports. You're doing volleyball. And I did for like 7 years professional ballet. And I was in track and field. And my parents were like, well, why don't you pick something more academic? And I said, okay, so I'm going to pick 4 languages. And so I picked English. And then I also had a little bit of German and French. So my bachelor, it's in foreign languages. And then because I was addicted to education and I really love being a student, I decided to go back and I had a master that was in 2 years done in 1 year. So it was an accelerated program. And I got my master in American and British literature.
And you were like 24?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And then right from there, my alma mater decided that they wanted me to teach for them. And they said, okay, if you want to become a full-timer for our university, you have to be enrolled in a PhD program. So I passed the entrance exam because in Europe you have entrance exams. Yes.
Absolutely.
So I passed the entrance exam and that was 7 more years. And
oh my gosh, people listen. We're talking European way of education, you know, and it's so serious. It's so serious. But we love to study.
Absolutely.
And you really are devoted.
I'm a life, you know, I'm a student for life and a life student. That's my passion. I really believe that the moment you are going to start reading, not only that you educate yourself, but you can educate and pass on that knowledge to others as well.
Oh my
so
gosh,
you're leaving a legacy.
Most of parents who have a children here say, this is like crazy what she's talking about. But, you know, no, it's not crazy because, like you say, you are studying, you're learning, and you are changing your life constantly. You are like involved in move. Me too, which is so cool. I'm so happy we met. Cause like
same thing here. Yeah. I think like attracts like, and I don't believe in, Ilona, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in synchronicities. And I really believe that the right people are going to come in your life for the right reason at the right place for the right evolvement. So we
and
always
this is this day and it's in America, but we still didn't leave Romania. We need to tell people. Because yeah, you have your MBA, you have your
I have my master, I have my PhD. And I was still in Romania,
and then you did what I'm doing right now. You had your own radio experience. Yes,
absolutely. So right after the communist regime fell, that was 1999, December 21st, when the revolution started. And then in 1990, I was still a senior in high school. I decided that probably it's going to be very interesting to work for a radio station. And I was not quite sure. I mean, in Romania at that time, you know, you had the Romanian television and you had the Romanian radio that, you know, during the communist regime, they were just propaganda for the president.
Yeah.
And so right after the regime fell down, we had several companies that actually brought with them different radio stations. And Radio Contact was one from Belgium. And they were broadcasting. They were in Bucharest and they're also in Sibiu. And they were broadcasting in French and they were also broadcasting in Romanian. And I applied to work for them. And I started as a news reporter. And then I was a news editor. And then I had my own show. It was conversation, Thursday nights conversations with Aura. And my specialty was actually politics and economy.
Wow.
But that's not how I met my ex-husband.
Oh, which, I love her. She's talking private life. I don't need to ask this question. That's so good, Aura, because that's very important part of all of our lives. And nothing happens, like you say, for no reason. And we want to know, did your husband came with you to America? And how
did you
both wind up to be in America? Just tell us that.
Well, I really believe that many times, you know, whatever you want to do, not necessarily it's what the universe, God, you know, if you want to make, you know, God laugh, just tell him your plans. So I was like, well, no, I'm economy and politics, and that's all I do for this radio station. And my boss at the time, Livio, said, okay, you're going to go and cover the International Jazz Festival.
Oh my God.
You know, forget it. I'm listening to jazz. I love jazz, but I'm an amateur. I really don't know much about this field. And he said, okay, so then it's time for you to start learning.
Oh, you learned, it looks like. Oh, don't tell me.
Tell
us what's happened.
So I literally went and I covered the International Jazz Festival. And that's when I met, at that moment, was actually a very interesting guy that is going to become my husband. And he said, okay, I really don't know how much experience you have in PR, but I would love to take you while you are still working for Radio Contact, you know, to actually work for the International Jazz Festival as the PR director. Would you be interested? And I was 24 and I said, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I said, I'm going to learn while I'm going to do the job. Perfect. You know, it's, you know, you learn from the best and you work with the best, you become the best.
Yes.
So I became, you know, the PR for the International Jazz Festival and for that, you know, 1995 and then 1997. And in 96, actually, we both applied for the green card lottery, which I don't know how familiar people are, but in order to come to the United States, there are several ways, right, talking about immigration.
Yep.
And the very first one, you can come with an F1 visa, which actually it's studying visa, or you can come with an N visa, or if you're a celebrity, it's O visa. Or if you are going to cross the border, in my case, it was not possible because I would have to swim, you know. So that didn't really matter. Yeah. And so I heard about diversity visa. And aren't we diverse here, you know, in Los Angeles especially? Yes. And so I applied and I forgot. So and I learned something from that particular action. Very many times when we want something, we would have to focus on it and then we have to let go. So we are not going to be very, very focused on the last mile or on the result, because you are too focused and your mind is going to interfere actually with the result. So I applied and I just let it go. And after a year...
Oh, a wake-up call. You got the letter.
Yes, I got the letter and I said, congratulations, you've been randomly selected by the
you
computer.
You are my second guest. One is next week we'll be having again an interview with a wonderful Polish lawyer. She's, of course, not Polish. She's an American girl, but that's happened to her family too. And wow. They had few only days to just pack and just decide
Absolutely.
If they want to move to America. That's... You know, she's so smart. She's prosecutor. She's so smart. She'll be your friend too.
I love
just,
that.
Oh, in Long Beach, about beautiful, smart Polish girl. Oh my gosh, the strong woman. What I'm doing here. Lovely. Okay, then now your husband and you are moving to America. You leave behind mother and father and your family.
Correct.
Typical, similar to a little different my story, but yeah, I left my family behind too. And now you are in America. How did you find this country in a day when you...
Well, first of all, when I went to have my interview at the American Embassy in Romania, and they said, where would you like to go in the United States? And I said, well, I would love to land in Los Angeles. And they said, why? I said, well, because of the weather. And the guy looked at me and he said, well, I thought you're going to give me a more academic answer. I said, well, if you want me to lie, I can come up with a list. But I said, the only reason it's, you know, because I would love to enjoy the sun. I grew up, you know, in the mountains, you know, Transylvania. It's an amazing city, but, you know, it has four seasons. And I said, I would really, really want to go to Los Angeles. So we ended up here. We actually signed some papers that we cannot become a United States government's liability. Yeah. So we cannot ask for any financial help. We cannot ask for Section 8. We cannot ask for anything that would actually encounter the government to help us out. And so we came here. We stayed with some friends for a month. And then we moved out. And I remember when we were looking for an apartment, it was like, okay, you need the first month, the last month, and a security deposit because you don't have credit. And I'm like, I came here a month ago. How can I have a credit?
My life is was really weird. 20-something years after I was living pretty good life in America. Then when I found out that I'm on my own after divorce, I found out a lot of things like that because I had some things that my ex left behind. And I found out no job.
Some surprises.
Yeah, no social security, no way to, rent the apartment because of not previous history. Because
of course.
Whatever was there that made my life for the last 5 years miserable, although the most beautiful 5 years of my life because I become who I really am. That strong woman.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and who I always was. But, you know, sometimes life... place. What I'm saying,
of
I
course.
Know you were
Absolutely.
2 months in Los Angeles, but we are this type of the woman and probably people from Europe that we know that nobody expects, we don't expect somebody to give it to us.
Absolutely.
We need to somehow find a way to make this right for us. And you said, because I'm crazy, but I'm looking at your, what I have about you and people, aura. Is an educator, professional speaker, the author of the critically acclaimed memoir, a Pulitzer Prize entry and Amazon bestseller, Out of the Transylvania Night, which we'll be talking about your book, a story about tyranny, freedom, love, identity. And you, then when I read and read, which everybody can read the same on my Facebook, Accent On, or go to your website, which we'll give to people, then people will learn how beautiful career you have, how really open-minded human being you are, and how you are also involved in a lot of things that are charitable and bigger than life, and you are a teacher, you are dealing
Absolutely.
With young people. Then if you can give us the essence of, I'm waking up at whatever time you think you wake up, and that's my day looks like. Can you give us the picture of your day-to-day
of
life
course,
in America.
Of course.
I know that you are divorced right now, and
yes.
I know you probably...
Mm-hmm. I'm on really good terms with my ex-husband. Yes. I really believe that, you know, just because you spend some time with somebody, you know, the person, you know, did his best and I did my best, and just, you know, things don't work out, or probably the relationship has ran its course.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are just happy being divorced.
Very, very cool. Oh, boy, I wish I could say the same. But I'm happy to be single now. That's
absolutely.
For sure.
But you know, the beauty of,
yeah,
right, absolutely.
But I know that your life is very, very busy, and I
correct.
Just tell us what you do. Yes, what you do now, and I want to move to our book, because I have this book, our book, I'm saying like it's mine, but
it's ours, of course, because I also brought your own copy.
Oh, yes, and my book is here in my hands, it's beautiful, and oh my gosh. Tell us about your day. You wake up, and
so
what do you do?
I wake up.
What time?
Well, I wake up around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh, we don't like that, people. Why do you do that?
Well, whenever I'm in the mood, you know, I really believe that if you want to do something, then you kind of like have to make
but
a rule out of it.
Yes,
you're
right.
So I would always come up with the excuses, okay, I really want to go to the gym, but at nighttime I'm too tired. Okay. So last year I decided, okay, maybe I'm going to wake up in the morning at 5 o'clock, and maybe not every day, but, you know, like every other day or every third day, I'm just going to end up in the gym. So I go to the gym, and then I'm just going to go after and have a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Are you driving there?
I'm driving there.
Takes
uh-huh.
you like how many minutes?
Probably it's going to be like 30 minutes. So
one way?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Then you're really 1 hour.
I love driving. I really love driving. I mean, I'm lucky because I really live close to my school.
Yeah.
But I love driving. I love fast cars. I'm totally into, you know, fast cars.
People, you need to know how she looks. Again, you can go and see her picture. But Aura is a really beautiful lady. Long,
sweet.
Beautiful blonde locks. And you have great. Like shoes that even when they are flat, how you call these things, the leather that is like going color to color, how you call this transparent color,
yes,
like,
yes.
Amazing shoes. I don't know where she got them. Trust, I don't believe it's from America.
No, they are from France,
of course. European. Yes, very European. Hot pants, very cool hot
those
pants.
Are from Sweden, you know. And actually, you know, I went shopping with a girlfriend of mine who lives in Sweden, Christine.
But what I'm saying, you know, and we were a little bit talking like European ladies love to put cool clothes on us. And in Los Angeles,
yes.
Life is so beautiful. But most of people really don't put so much effort to just to find unusual fashionable clothes. I don't know if we're supposed to kill this in us, both of us, or we're supposed to take all American girls to Europe and say, enjoy the shopping in the boutiques, because that's what makes you very
unusual. Absolutely.
But you look beautiful, and your energy, yeah. What you are saying about, you, I believe you, 5 in the morning, okay, you wake up, you have fast car, okay, what are you driving?
Well, then I'm driving a Porsche GTS.
Oh, come on.
red.
Oh, no.
I love red, you know, because I really believe that red, it's giving you power,
yes,
but it's also
yes.
sexy.
Yes.
So it's...
That's who she is, you know. And but she's also a very serious woman, too. You have a part of fun,
of
and
course,
very hardworking
absolutely.
Lady, very well educated, but you are taking your life and you try to squeeze everything what you can
of
from it.
Of course. So I'm teaching high school and I'm teaching seniors. I'm teaching world humanities.
Wow.
And I'm also teaching philosophy and American literature.
Indeed.
And then at nighttime, I'm teaching creative writing and advanced critical thinking and advanced writing as well.
Beautiful.
And I'm also, you know, I published a book, like you said, in 2010. It's Out of the Transylvania Night.
And that's your first baby, yes?
As that's my first baby, exactly.
And you are on the second book.
I'm on my second book.
Yeah.
And
okay, you know, we are on a book. We cannot, like, woo, go over this too fast. I want to focus on this book. This is 2010. It's 2017 right now. And how did you start to write this book? Why?
Wow, interesting question. Well, you know, I really believe that artistic people are going to find ways to give to others while, you know, they're inspiring others, but they also inspire themselves. In my case, right after my divorce in 2007, my tons of girlfriends of mine were hooking me up, you know, with, oh, you have to meet this guy and you have to meet that guy. So I kind of like started writing some vignettes about, you know, the dates, and they were cracking up and they were like, why don't you write a book about dating? And I said, well, no, because I'm more interested in serious stuff. And they were like, no, I really believe that people will buy your book if you're going to write about dating. And I said, okay. So I started kind of like writing. And then you never know what life is going to throw at you, right? Yeah. So in 2007, I got a divorce. And then I lost all my money in the stock market because my financial advisor did some really, really crazy maneuvers. And then the last of all, and the straw that really broke the camel's back, it was my mom that actually was given 6 more months to live because she had cancer and liver cancer. So then I already had an agent who found the publisher, and I said, you know, I called my publisher and I said, unfortunately, I will not be able to deliver the book about dating because my mom is right now going through chemo and radiation, and the last thing on my mind is to talk about dating. And she said, why don't you drive down to Del Mar? So she still lives in Del Mar, very close to San Diego. And I said, let's have a chat. So happens that her mother passed away the same thing because of cancer. So she said, you know, we have something in common. You know, we're educated. You know, our mothers are pretty much in the same situation. Her mother, you know, passed away when I was explaining the situation to her. And she said, why don't you write like 5 pages about how did you get to the United States? So I did. And she said, okay, now I'm looking at this type of writing and I'm looking at the first type of writing. And it just feels like there are two people who wrote these pieces. And I said, well, Betty Youngs is actually my publisher's name. I said, Betty, you know, this one, it's kind of like fun. It's tongue in cheek. You know, we're having fun. We're dating. The second one is actually about my life. It's about leaving Romania and the decision, emotional decision, to leave my life behind and start all over in a country I've never been before. And I said, of course, the first one, it's fun. The other one, it's very emotional. She said, okay, I know exactly what we're going to do. We're just going to rewrite your contract and you're going to write a memoir. You're going to really write about your trip from Romania, your journey from Romania to the United States. And what exactly were you looking for? What were you trying to accomplish when you came here? And why did you leave the country? And so pretty much when I was writing this book, it was a race against time because I wanted to finish the book before my mother would pass away. And so I finished the book with a couple of jobs because I was still teaching high school and I was teaching, you know, for 2 different colleges. I literally found a way to incorporate like 2 hours every day writing my book. And so I finished the book in 5 months. And when I was done, the book was actually 500 pages, and that was cut to 300 pages, 298 pages. And I was done with the book, and pretty much my mom didn't see the book in print, but actually she saw the very first draft of the book, and she knew that I was dedicating this book to her. And so, you know, after she passed away, you know, the book was published, and I had the launch at the Grove, Barnes & Nobles, and, you know, then I pretty much appeared on, you know, CBS and NBC, and, you know, I kind of like Good Morning San Diego. And, you know, I said about my story about Out of the Transylvania Night. But that's how the book started.
Beautiful. And obviously, we have, like I said, 2017, time for second part of this book. What about that? Can you continue?
So this part...
This is close. I didn't read the book yet, but but we understand right now what is the book about. But
absolutely.
Your life goes on. You know,
my life goes on. And I think the second part, so 2010. So what I'm focusing on right now is 2010, 2015. Mm-hmm. Because I think after, you know, having so many huge waves in my life, tsunamis, right? It was a divorce and then I lost all my money and my house and then I lost my mother. It was that moment when you are down on your knees and you're like, okay, am I going to go and see a psychologist? Am I going to take my life away? Am I going to take pills? What exactly am I going to do? And it was this aha moment. I had a couple of books written by Wayne Dyer in my house. And like, you know, this Tibetan proverb says that the teacher is going to appear when the student is ready. I actually grabbed one of the books and it was The Power of Intention. And written by Wayne Dyer, and I read it and I was like, okay, I really believe that I can change my life around if I'm going to invest time in myself and not in pills, not seeing a psychologist. The best psychologist is myself, because I know myself the best. So between 2010 and 2015, I was like literally conquering each and every fear. So I started following around Wayne Dyer. I went in Greece and Turkey and Italy. And then I went and I studied past life regression therapy was Dr. Brian Weiss, and I went to Omega Institute in, you know, the northern part of New York, and I got my certification in past life regression therapy. And then
I don't want to stop you for that, because every line, everything's what you are saying, I know people fall in love with you right now. I know that you'll be coming back to me, and maybe you'll be having your own segment on Axenon, because you have so much to say, and similarity with bad things that happened to my life and the way how my life crashed, how much emotion. And I know it's all, we can say it's you and I. We have this very similar crazy things that was happening. But I know people have the same.
Absolutely.
But not everybody can be stronger. Some people just really will be weaker and maybe give up. And all of this, what you're saying, what you were studying, your trips, and I know this is like a journey that you could give us a lot of thoughts how to deal with our problems, life problems. You are meant for radio, you know, and I know you.
Thank you.
You are there. I have four chairs, you know, one of these chairs for sure could be yours, and we will be talking about this, because you are meant to talk. You're meant to, because I can talk, but I'm listening to you, and I don't know if I like that, but it's true. You know, I love to listen to you. It's beautiful. It's real. It's honest. Then you said 2015 and losing all, travels, and second book in the writing?
Yes. So the second book, it's literally having conversations with myself, you know, and I started seeing patterns in my life, because I really believe that whatever happens to you, there is a pattern, there is a rhythm. And if you're going to discover exactly what has happened to you, then you can actually stop repeating yourself over and over again, expecting different results, right? So I started looking at patterns and what exactly has created the type of mistake that actually brought me to be, you know, probably a little bit brighter at the end of the day. And I said, okay, so if there are patterns, well, let's see exactly what kind of patterns I had in my personal life, what kind of patterns I have in my financial life, what kind of patterns, you know, I had in my educational life. And so let's see how many times I've repeated that until I learned the lesson. And so literally this book, it's about having conversations with myself, you know, what did I see, what did I learn, and, you know, giving tips to the audience and to people, what can they do should they be in the same situation. So it's like I'm not conversing with anybody else except myself.
Wow. Everybody says wow. That's really very interesting, beautiful. And from woman perspective, this, I don't know, I really think we are strong, but ladies, ladies who carry a whole world on their shoulders.
True.
And I love you guys too, but you have the ways of just getting rid of their own problems and sometimes passing on the ladies' problem shoulders. Then I think we need you so much to just give us this advice. And just because you don't talk as a preacher, you just living this life and living the issues and living the resolution and learning curves, I think we will listen. Well, I'm not saying that you have another business that you will do soon.
Of course.
Because the helping hand and helping heart, I hear the ticks very strongly in your...
Oh, absolutely. I really love, you know, helping people. I really believe that only by helping others, you actually are going to help and heal yourself. You know, we always, you know, teach others what it's most needed to be healed in ourselves. So, you know, while the best way of learning, it's teaching.
Okay, then we agree with you on that, because we like to be taught by people who we believe that they can teach us something. And I can say I will be your friend, and I'll be calling you from time to time. Just doesn't matter. You know, what matters is that you are gone right now for like a month and a half. Where are you going?
I'm going back to Dracula's country. I'm going to go back to Romania. I'm going to leave on June 24th. I'm going to come back probably August 5th. I really believe that going back and not forgetting about your roots, but I think that your roots are actually what it's creating you. So the moment you are going to erase your roots, you're not going to have a past. Not having a past, you cannot really be solidly rooted in a present, and you cannot really create your future. So I, of course, I treasure my roots, and I treasure Romania, and I treasure, you know, Transylvania, and I'm very grateful for being born there, even if it was a communist country. I think, I really believe that, you know, we are always born in the same, in the country that where we're supposed to evolve and develop ourselves. And so it was not by mistake that I was born there. It was not by mistake that I was born under the communist regime. And I'm absolutely grateful to that country for giving me the roots and for giving me a life to live. And then, you know, to the United States for embracing me and for literally cultivating in me that that spirit of adventure.
That is so well said. I would like to you to tell us how we can find you if somebody wants to get in touch with you.
I have no problem. You know, I have several, you know, I have two websites. So I have auraimbarras.com. So it's A-U-R-A, like aura, I-M-B-A-R-U-S, auraimbarras.com. And then a year ago, I started a magazine. It's called seebeyondmag.com. It's S-E-E, Beyond Mag magazine, mag.com. And you can obviously, you know, email me, auraimbarras@yahoo.com or seebeyondmagazine@gmail.com.
And please, everybody who wants to know more, go to my Accent On Facebook page and just, I have these links and all links to find you.
Of course.
You mentioned magazine. God, good that you mentioned this magazine, because yeah, probably will forget. Something else did you do, and it's pretty serious, because it's a magazine about practically everything what matters in
absolutely
life. And you are interviewing people mm-hmm. that probably you choose them.
Like exactly, exactly.
And the important part of my show and the important part of your magazine that you want people to know about them. Who and how you will describe your magazine in maybe one or two lines?
Well, of course, it's See Beyond. So I think that all of us, we need to see beyond that burnout. We have to see beyond that life hurdle, that, you know, bump in the road, because it's not, even if you've lost a battle, you did not lose the war. And I believe that there is so much if you're going to see beyond this particular moment, even if it's a very painful one. And so the idea of the magazine was started because teenagers nowadays have a really, really hard time understanding who they are, and they project into the world that image that it's not them and it's not themselves. And so it's the image that they brought and they created because of what their friends are saying and what their parents are saying. So it's see beyond,
not good enough,
exactly,
in a mirror.
Of course. And one in four girls in the United States is self-harming, you know, herself, themselves. And so the idea of the magazine, you know, we have eight different sections. We have happiness, we have spirituality, we have mindfulness, we have core values, we have education, we have health and fitness, and we have passion and business. So we've been in business for a year now, and we just started what it's called Experts Corner, where I'm interviewing different people that can talk about happiness, can talk about the educational system, can talk about how they started their business. And so, you know, people can always write for us. You know, you can, you know, submit articles. That we have certain guidelines on our website, seebeyondmag.com, and we have all the 12 issues, and we are obviously promoting, you know, teens, young minds, and young at heart adults. So no matter where you are, no matter, you know, how old you are, I think that you can always find that burning desire to express yourself, and through that, actually, you can help others and heal others.
No better said. It's so cool. You are so cool, lady. And I cannot wait in August to talk to you and bring you back to our studio.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. And we have so much to cover. And the youth part of your life that you are dealing, you know, with the issue and the way how you want to help young people, that's something. I'm a mother, and I also see, and I'm teaching and coaching a lot of beautiful artists, singers, and they're writing. But sometimes they're writing, sometimes they're going through really unusual, hard times in mm-hmm. their lives. And I know how creativity really helps them to overcome
cathartic experience, absolutely.
Everything, yes. Then I know how important this is. And I really think in America, like a little in the school time, people forget about this creativity, about music, about it's
of
not
course.
Too much put emphasis on Absolutely. How this is important. And what we see on TV is really not real life, but we all believe that could be ours, and then we find out no, they really cannot, and then we like wake up, why cannot? And the young people, they don't understand. And life is much harder right now, even when we think that we had hard. I think life is not easy right now. Then. And to not finish our beautiful show too sad, but I think you are the most uplifting guest that I had for
so
a long,
much.
Long time, with the power that equals or maybe even is higher than mine, which I love it because I have somebody to look up to.
Oh, my God.
And
same
I say,
here.
Somebody has more energy than me, then maybe I'm not the craziest one. But I love you so much for coming today.
Thank
to
you
the
so
studio.
Much for having me. Like, really, truly, it's such a blessing.
And you will be our friend, my friend, and something good will happen because of this day that we met. Yes?
I know that for sure. Trust
Have
me.
Have a beautiful trip to your country and to
Thank
a
you,
European
Lona.
Country. Bring some cool clothes that I can
Absolutely.
Tell people what you bought. And you know what? Maybe we'll meet in Europe. You never know.
I love that. You'll never know. I mean, it's all about synchronicities, right?
Thank you so much. And for right now, I need to say bye-bye to all our people. And maybe I will play something of mine, which easy come, easy go. This is my life. And I think in a way, I will call you Aura. This will be European.
That's Aura,
but
correct.
Yeah, Aura, but Aura is
Aura
our
is the way you pronounce it, correct.
And I will dedicate this
you,
song
Ilona.
To you for today. Thank you so
How
much.
Beautiful.
Ilona Europa,
Thank you.
Josh Harris, Easy Come, Easy Go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game.
Because I'm a slow guy.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.